Finally, it's about time getting started with this thing. Holy cow, it's the news! According to me. A little Amish accent there. Slight Amish accent there. Well, good morning. It is Thursday, February 5th, 9:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is already, the day is almost over. I'm just getting rolled in here. I'm at the home studio this morning with my cup. It's half drank because I had to deal with some stuff this morning. I'm working on this, this application here for podcasters. I've been working on it, and so I'm kind of dinking around with that whole thing. And this morning, I was informed yesterday when I was working on my computer here in the home studio that there was some updates to be done on my Mac. I've got an iMac, and it needed to be done. So I said, remind me tomorrow. I put the thing on there. It's got to get a little drop down menu. It says, do it tonight. Do it now. Remind me tomorrow. I said, remind me tomorrow. Well, apparently I tried to do it last night, and something was running that kept it from doing it. And so when I clicked on the thing, cancel, whatever, it just started doing it. It started doing the update. And then it said, about 34 minutes remaining. What? I need it now. So of course now every time, sometimes when you start up your computer, it's one of those things where you start it up and things are going kind of slow. And things are still loading in the background. I had a whole bunch of stuff in the background. I was running a bunch of stuff. Normally when I shut the computer off, I close things out, kind of get things done, wrap stuff up, get stuff saved. It didn't do that. It just closed it down. So it took it a while to start it back up again. When I started to try to run Firefox, it was all kinds of messed up. It was just messed up. And things were slow and doing all kinds of weird things. I'm sure if I would have tried to record at that point, it would have been a mess. Let alone the fact that I also wanted to get this program up. I'm still beta testing this thing. It's not even beta testing at this point. It's just testing each improvement. I was trying to polish this thing up, this application. And so I've been working on that in the background. So that thing is working. That queue is working right there right now. I need to take a screenshot of this though, because I have to explain something to my agent about this thing on the bottom here. It's got to change. I can't adjust the size of the screen down here. I've got this big window up, and I can only, the app only fills up half of it. I have to scroll up in this little windows. I can't adjust the size of the windows, which is kind of annoying. Anyway, I wonder if I did mess that up. It's still at once. Okay, yeah. So this has to be slowed down. That has to be slowed down right there. Usually to about right there. That's typically where that needs to go. And this needs to be. And you have no idea what I'm doing right now, which is kind of fun. It's actually kind of fun that you have no idea. I'm making changes in the background. And you can't even tell. I'm going to slow that one way down. There we go. And this lady, she's, okay, there we go. All right, now, let's try that. Let's see what that does to me. Anyway, so I have this this cup here with full of, it's half full of chai now because I drank half of it. But I have a new creamer. I've got Cinnabon creamer. That's going to be the creamer for a while, except for when I'm traveling, because it takes me about a month to get through a bottle. Because I'm never home. Of course, the rest of this month, I'm going to be home very little. Most of my shows are going to be on the road. And it's, I'm kind of limited to what I can find on the road. I got to find a way to take some creamer along, flavored creamer that I like. There's stuff, there's hazelnut. All the hotels have hazelnut. I don't know is that a big deal or is that just cheap? Does everybody like hazelnut? I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. All I drink is chai and I drink tea, sweet tea, iced tea usually, sometimes iced chai. But the point, I don't know what there is out there. Sorry for the messed up throat this morning. I had a little bit of a don't know, I got just back, didn't have a little bit of a sinus. With all this cold, seriously cold, dry air. It's just been kind of crazy. Our house is very dry. We have a dehumidifier in the basement, and it's not, it doesn't run much right now. So it's just kind of a dry heat going on. Let's see what I've got going on here. I've got, it's supposedly building something. We'll see if that's actually happening. A lot of things to talk about. There's some crazy things in the news. One of the bills that are out there right now, it's Nick Freitas actually had a little thing about it. I was going to play it. I may or may not do that. There's a House bill and a Senate bill. They're two different numbers. Basically, the bill is the Second Chance bill or the Look Back bill or whatever it is. It's a crazy bill where if you commit a serious crime, we're talking, you know, murder, rape, whatever it is, commit a serious crime, there's a look back. So they Second Chance, maybe I should just play this because I can't remember what he called it. it's got to be right here. Hopefully I can get this to play without. There we go.
Gentlemen, the same Democrats that campaigned on
let's go forward a little bit, this a little bit.
Affordability bill that they've just dropped in the General Assembly. That's right. There's a Senate and a House version of this one.
Yeah, let's play this. I might have to do this a little bit differently. Let's do this. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the same Democrats that campaigned on affordability have a new affordability bill that they've just dropped in the General Assembly. That's right. There's a Senate and a House version of this one. So what does it do exactly? Well, it's called the Second Look Bill. And what it does
second
is
look bill.
It takes a bunch of people who were convicted of crimes, and it gives a second look at their sentencing.
Yeah, I think that's all I'm going to do. It's the Second Look Bill. It's what it does is after a certain amount of time, a person's in prison, they've been convicted, go to prison, they're serving their time. It gives them a second look. Now, the person who they committed the crime against, now, if it's a murder victim, if the family's gone, say that someone, you know, somebody kills some elderly woman or whatever happens, and there's no family left at all. That person's liable to get out because they recall everybody. I mean, again, if it was perpetrated against an individual, if that individual is maybe moved, you know, across the country or whatever to get away from the memories of whatever's going on there. Someone had a heinous crime committed against them. They have to go back and go through that whole thing again, explain why that person shouldn't be let out. That kind of goes against the whole point of the incarceration and the reason for why the sentencing was 20 years or whatever it was. There's a reason for that. You don't go back 5 years later and say, well, let's take a second look at this. No, what is it with the Democrats right now? There was a really good report, and I can't remember who said it, who was doing the report. It was primarily all about the issue of immigration. It was all about the issue of immigration, but how the voter base, it was a really good. I mean, the guy was good on numbers. He was really good about, and it wasn't anybody I normally listen to. I could probably find it, but he went through the whole report. This whole thing talking about how the demographics for the Democrats they're breaking down. they're collapsing, which is why they have to have the immigrants coming in. They have to have them as their voter base. There's no way they can do this. As people come in and get assimilated, the more they turn, they typically go more independent and then they become more conservative, especially as they get older, as their brains fully develop. And I saw a meme the other day, not to get random here, but that's what this show is all about. It's all about randomness. And I saw this thing the other day. It had a picture of Rambo. If you remember the original Rambo, I think it was Rambo First Blood. Let's go. It was kind of a cheesy start to the movie. It was kind of this kid, this guy, he's out kind of, you know, this is, it was back before the whole Rambo franchise was really a big deal. So So this guy is, you know, this kid's going through town. He just went through, you know, he was a soldier, kind of a PTSD type situation. He was going through this little town. I think he might have had he was walking. And of course, there was a little bit overly zealous sheriff there in the town, or county, or whatever it was, county or city, whatever it was, little town, town Mountie. And he was, they were picking on him, basically trying to find out why he was in town, what he was doing there in the town, and he was trying to, you know, and the head police guy, the sheriff or whoever he was, he was pretty compassionate about things, but the rest of the police force, they were a little bit overzealous, and they were trying to go after this guy and trying to figure out what he was doing, trying to just kind of picking on him because he was different, he was walking through town, and of course, he just wanted to be left alone. And I think at one point he says, "I just want to be left alone." And of course, they wouldn't have. Of course, he ended up chasing him off into the woods, and they went after him. And of course, they ended up getting hurt. But it becomes this whole thing where he gets recalled and all this stuff. He just wants to be left alone. Just wants to be able to just live out the rest of his life in peace. And he. Of course, then it becomes the whole, Rambo thing. There was this meme where there was a picture of him with his little backpack on, with little, his little sleeping stuff and all this stuff. And he just at that early stage, very young, Sylvester Stallone, with his little Rambo thing on, it was just him with the backpack as a civilian. And it says, we'll find out what happens when the people who just want to be left alone start. most conservatives basically just, you don't want to get involved. You just want to be left alone. You want to live your life, have your freedom, enjoy your freedom. And it's having to get to deal with this ridiculous crap that's going on gets very old very quickly. And so I think that's where it gets to be very annoying, with regard to having to deal with the ridiculousness on the left. There was a video of an ICE agent, and he was outside of his car, and they were trying to get people away from the car, and of course the wackos were there to stop them, and they're doing all this stuff, and they ended up. He had a mask on, of course. He was a black guy. And these white folk were jumping all over him about being a traitor to his race. Because they see everything with race. Race is everything with these people. And that's all they know. So they ended up confronting him about why he's, basically calling him all kinds of names. Because that's the compassionate left for you. And this one lady, there's a lady there, and then there was a guy there who was dressed like a lady. And he looks at her, he's just, the guy, it was almost as if he was in the, came out of the 50s. He looks at this person who is wearing a scarf around their face, of course, because they're wearing a mask, because they, because COVID, this is, gives them a right to wear a mask, but they don't like the fact that the ICE agents are wearing masks, but they wanted us to all wear masks before. Now they have laws about people wearing masks. But unless you're protesting, then you can wear a mask. That's fine. Yeah. Or COVID, but not for an ICE agent, not for police officers. So this guy just looks at this other guy dressed as a woman and says, "Are you a man?" And and of course, everybody around him went nuts. "Oh, how God, you dare you ask? If what do you mean by that? Are you calling a lady?" It was a guy. And by the way, it was very kind of a well-known political activist who was a trans individual, I guess, or whatever, thinks that they like to pretend like they're a girl, I guess, or something. So they – it was kind of funny because it was so innocent. The guy would just – he just – he was just kind of innocent about it. And then he kept calling her, calling this guy, sir. Of course, I'm sure like that. And it was trying to get back in the car and stuff, and was trying to do all this stuff. It was kind of a really interesting little snippet there, what was happening. Anyway, how did I get off on that subject? Let's take a caller. By the way, did I ever mention what's in my cup? I don't know if I think I'm like a Cinnabon creamer. Sweet tea, the whole thing, yeah. As I take a sip, let's go to the phones. See who's virtually calling in here. This is this part of my app here. It's going to be a lot more intense, the responses here, because I'm working on developing the AI conversation. So let's see what happens here with these little callers. Now, they're just random. I've got pre-programmed questions that they're going to ask me. These are just kind of generic questions. But let's see what we get here with the first one, and see how difficult this becomes as we start the conversation. Let's see what happens here. Anytime now, just go ahead and go ahead and speak anytime you want. Now, just I'm listening. Go ahead, caller. I'm listening. I don't think she's listening. I don't think she's. Doesn't seem to be working. Stand by. Yeah, I got to take that picture because this thing is supposed to transcribe everything I'm saying. For some reason, it's not working at all right now. I'm going to try this and see what we get. It's probably not going to have the. Let's just see what happens. I'm going to push this button again, see what it does. It's kind of been acting up a little bit. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to get here. I think this is going to work. Let's see what happens here. We have. Let's see what we have for the caller.
One. Thanks for taking my call. I've been wondering about the issues with the latest Fed chairman change under Trump. What's your take on this guy? I know nothing about him.
What is this guy's name? I can't remember the guy's name. The new Fed chairman. He's coming in. People are saying he's very hawkish on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. I think you might be referring to Jerome Powell. He's the current Fed chair who was initially appointed by Trump back in 2018.
Yes, he's the
technically
current one.
Speaking, Powell's been pretty consistent with his monetary policy approach, focusing on data-driven decisions rather than political pressure.
Yeah,
What's interesting is that Trump actually criticized Powell quite a bit during his first term, even though he appointed him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. One of the issues though is there's a new
actually,
guy.
Actually, just to clarify, Powell's term runs until 2026, so there's no immediate change coming. But technically speaking, if Trump wanted to shake things up, he could nominate someone new when that term expires,
kind of
or potentially try to influence policy through other Fed board appointments.
Yeah,
the real question is whether Trump would reappoint Powell or go with someone more aligned with his economic vision. That's where things could get really interesting from a monetary policy standpoint.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I don't know who the new guy is that's coming in. There's another guy that's going to come in after Powell, and I don't know who
that's exactly right. Trump was pretty vocal about wanting lower rates during his first term,
often
criticizing
really
Powell on social media for being too hawkish.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, the Fed's supposed to be independent, but we've seen presidents try to pressure chairs before.
Hey,
what's fascinating is that Trump might actually prefer Powell's current approach now, since inflation has been cooling and we're seeing rate cuts.
Well, thanks for calling,
which is exactly what Trump was calling for back then.
Thanks, Artie. Appreciate you calling, and we'll say goodbye to you now. You're a little bit long-winded. So that's one of the new things. The next one, by the way, has already been being worked on right now. And let's see what Elena has to say here.
Good to talk to you today. Seems like you mentioned something about how the Dems will implode on the issues eventually. Something about how they eat their own. Do you see this getting worse this year, or will they pull it together and have a united front?
Pulling it together. I don't know. Let's see if they pull it together. I don't know. They usually do, because what they do is they rally around something like abortion, or they'll rally around something that's like immigration, whatever it is, Gaza, whatever it is. It'll pull them together, because the radical left, Now, you see this happening all the time. They give in. Hochul gave in to the radical left. Schumer gave in to the radical left. They're taking over the party. It's either comply or die. They'll push you out or make you into something that you're not. And let's see what else Elena has to say about that. They just always like to rally around something that's a ridiculous statement of some kind. So just go ahead. What else do you have to say there, Elena? You can keep on talking if you'd like. Or not. Maybe you won't. I don't know what you're going to say.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I already...
This eat their own pattern isn't new at all. I've been studying political movements for decades, and it's fascinating how the Democratic Party today mirrors what happened to the Whigs in the 1850s. You're absolutely right to call that
out. I didn't say anything.
Looking at history, parties don't just magically rally around something. That's such oversimplified thinking. The reality is messier, like in 1968 when the Democrats were completely fractured over Vietnam and civil rights. They didn't rally. They had open warfare at their own convention.
Yeah, they did.
What we're seeing now with the progressive moderate split feels more like those deeper structural divisions that don't just disappear because someone waves a unity flag.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's very informative of you just to talk about that. I don't know. I didn't even catch half what you said because you just started. My eyes started glazing over, so I'm not sure exactly what else you said there. Let's talk to another one. Maybe there's somebody else here.
So nice of you to take my call.
I'll
get right to it.
Okay.
I've been following what's happening with the California homeless situation.
Oh, yeah?
And I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on it?
Well, my thoughts are basically that you sound still like a computer. That's the biggest problem. And computers aren't homeless. They have a home on a server somewhere. But let's see what else you might have to say. Because this is supposed to be a little more interactive. Now, the new one's going to be more responsive, by the way. It's going to respond much quicker, supposedly.
OMG, wait, what? Did you just call me a computer?
Yeah, I did.
I'm literally calling from my dorm room right now, scrolling through TikTok about the California housing crisis. Like, there's literally videos. Look, I'm literally watching my friends graduate and move back in with their parents because they can't afford a studio apartment that costs more than my tuition.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't some abstract policy debate for me.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be dealing with this exact same housing nightmare in 2 years
sure
when I graduate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole situation is giving major late-stage capitalism vibes, and everyone on social media is talking about how we're basically priced out of existing in our own state.
Yeah. Well, that's not capitalism. The pricing out of existence, by the way, thanks for calling, and I'm just going to move on now without you. The interesting thing about this whole homeless thing and the price of housing, of course, she says she's concerned about the price of housing when she gets out of college and all this stuff. She won't be able to afford a home. This is not because of capitalism. Capitalism has nothing to do with that at all. It's because they are undermining capitalism. Same thing is happening in New York right now with the when they have renters, they put cap on renting prices, home costs, whatever it is. Now, at the same time that they do that, they raise taxes. Now, I don't know if you've heard about all the taxes they're trying to raise in New York. They got all these taxes on everything. A car, if you repair your car, they're going to charge you an extra tax on that. If you get whatever it is you do, pretty much anything you do, they're going to give you an extra tax. And I don't know if there's maybe I can find there's supposed to be a little cue thing that pops up over here on my app that tells me anything I'm talking about. It's supposed to pop up with information about stuff that I'm talking about. Let's see what this one is. Probably not. It's probably not going to be anything. Let's try opening in this and see what it says. It may not be anything. Let's see what. Here we go. This is Mom Dami. He's talking here. They're laughing. He's talking. This thing is great.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes. What is this?
I want to begin with just a few words.
Yeah,
about...
This is a 26-minute long video. I'm not going to watch. It's supposed to pop up with a cue of what I was talking about. He probably someplace in that speech he talks about it. The next one is supposed to be a little. The update is supposed to be a little better. I can just click on the thing. If I'm talking about it, it's supposed to pop up with a cue of what I'm talking about. That's the whole point of it. but that's not fixed yet, just yet. So we'll have to get that one on the second, on the next one, the revised phase E, revised version, polished, whatever you call it. I will go through every phase you go through. You got about five or six different iterations of it till you get it, till you move on to the next things. So anyway, the point being, they cap rentals. So the homeowner or the landlords can't raise rent. They put a freeze on stuff, and so then they get stuck with this whole thing of they start getting charged more for income tax or for property tax, and income tax and any other kind of taxes. If they make any improvements on the building, they charge them tax on that. It's ridiculous. It's like they penalize them for everything, and so they just shutter the doors, which just reduces the amount of housing that's available. So the ones that are available, the ones that anybody who does start a new one, a new rental property, they just raise the rates. And so that now you have fewer homes, and the ones that are available are higher rates. Nobody can afford them, except for the very few. They continue to drive. It's supply and demand. That's the only part of capitalism about this that makes the difference, is that they are ruining capitalism. They're not, the free market, the open market, is gone because they're controlling it. So it takes away from everything that was going on. It just messes everything up. But that's what's happening. Who haven't I heard from yet? Have we heard from? I think we heard from Artie. I don't think we've heard from Skip. Have we heard from Skip? I don't think we've heard from Skip. Let's talk to Skip and see what he has to say. Go ahead, Skip.
Two, I'm really glad to be able to get on your show today. I was waiting on hold for over 3 hours. Hey, I'm not so sure about the midterm elections. Do you think the GOP has a chance to stay on top of this, or are the Dems going to take over everything?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if the GOP is going to pull it off in the fall. They seem to be pulling it together now. Speaker Johnson can keep the party together. If they can hold everything together, they have a very slim margin in the House in terms of majority. They've got to stay on point and just go right down the line of everything that Trump wants to do. I think that's the only hope that they've got right now. They can't start bickering about stupid things. And they've got to stay united. They've got to stay on the point. So what else? You have anything else to say about that? Eric? Well, I don't know if you're going to say anything more about that. We'll see.
Now, hold on there, host.
Okay.
Back in my day, we didn't just rubber stamp everything one guy wanted, even if he was the president. You're saying the GOP should just march lockstep with Trump on every single
issue?
Until
the end of the
That
till
sounds
the
less like governing and more like following orders, and I'm not so sure that's what the founders had in mind when they set up these checks and balances.
Are you done? I don't know if you're done or not. Yeah, I guess you are done. The by the way, I'm just going to say goodbye to him. Well, it's locked up. I'm not sure what's happening there.
Wait a minute, host. I think you just repeated what I said back to me. Now, hold on. Are you having technical difficulties?
Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties.
Or did my point about checks and balances hit so hard you had to say it twice?
Yeah, okay.
Back in my day, we knew the difference between taking a caller's input and just parroting it right back
at them.
Oh,
now you're just getting in my face about it. Well, that's kind of snappy with you. All right, whatever. Yeah, this is going to be a fun app to figure out, I think, for a while. We have, I think one of the things that, what was his original question? The GOP, in the fall. If Johnson can pull it together, now the problem that they've got right now is that the Democrats are losing their ability. And what's happening here, they're gutting them financially because of all this fraud that they're finding. You can't tell me that doesn't work its way back into Act Blue and everything else. It does. It absolutely does. Of course, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I can see with my own two eyes what's going on here. I think everybody kind of sees it. They don't want to see it or whatever. But it's obvious to me that what's going on is in my opinion, this money flows all over the place. It sloshes everywhere, and it just spills over into the Democrat Party, the Democrat the DNC, and everything else. All the PAC groups and the non-government organizations. The nonprofits that they start. In fact, what is it, Presley? What's he? Presley? Is that who her name is? Some congressman, what part of the squad? The hairless one. She, um, she's been now all of a sudden discovered her, was it her boyfriend, her husband, somebody, started this, his own firm. As soon as she started her little NGO, or he started an NGO, I can't remember which way it was. They voted a bunch of money for this thing. He ended up getting they got a grant for $1 million, whatever it was. All of a sudden they got all this money flowing. Now she's all of a sudden a millionaire as well. She's part of the millionaire club now. I had an audio of Bernie Sanders talking about something. He was talking about, maybe I can find this. In fact, I'm just going to try to find it. Let's go to, I can probably find it in history here. It was very, what was that? Wait a minute. I got to go back. There's something there. I need to take a look at that. It probably won't be, there it is. Oh, it disappeared. Yeah, that's what I figured. I'm going to take a look at the history here of what I saw earlier. It was Bernie Sanders on a short, and he was talking about, I'm pretty sure it was a short. Wasn't it a short? Maybe it wasn't a short. No, that's not it. Oh, that's interesting. It's gone. It was Bernie Sanders, and he was talking about, where did it go? All right, well, here's a thing. This is more, that's going to be for Financial Friday. I kind of got to play that on Financial Friday. I can't play it today. I have, it is gone. I saw that video, and it is gone. It was Bernie Sanders. Oh, I know what it was. I can find it if I look for the right, here we go. This is the one I'm looking for. I'm going to just find the right spot where he starts talking. Because what he says here is just ridiculous.
Turn on the TV.
Here, this is.
And you see the west coast of the United States, some of the most beautiful land in our country, burning, hundreds of...
Yeah, what do you think is causing the burning? Burning. The thing that's causing the burning is not climate change. It's not because the planet's so hot it's burning up. This is ridiculous thinking. It's absolutely ridiculous thinking. Well, the planet's so warm that everything's burning up now. These trees are catching on fire. They're spontaneously combusting because it's so hot out there. That's not happening, Bernie. It's poor management of that. Why is it up in Canada? We have the fires that we have up in Canada, in the blue country above us there, because they can't chop down a tree. They can't do any foresting because it's killing it. You can't have to hug a tree, not kill it. You don't want to kill the tree. It's life. You can't kill the tree. You got to thin it out. It grows back. It's just the way it is. But they talk like this is, so they mismanage it, and then it catches on fire. Canada's not hot enough for, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Thousands of acres are burning because of
I kill so much.
Climate change.
And
the warming of the planet.
Now,
there are people out there in
now, by the way, there's more ice right now. Was it 23 billion? Square miles, whatever it was, some kind of ridiculous, not a billion square miles. It was a ridiculous amount of square, whatever it was, there's more ice in the northern ice belts right now, caps right now, than there has been for like 20, 30, 30 years, 50 years, whatever it has been. And of course, Al Gore said that it was all going to be melted by 2020 or whatever it was, 2010 or whatever it was. What's her name said it was the plan was going to end in 12 years. That was 15 years ago? Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And my colleagues in the Senate.
They're still talking about this stuff.
They say the Green New Deal is too expensive. We can't afford it. Well, you tell me the alternative. Tell me the alternative if we're going to be looking at a planet which is burning up, if we're looking at more and more droughts.
The planet is burning
the
up.
Decline of droughts. Food production.
Decline of food
if you're
production.
Looking at
we're producing more food today than we've ever. We still produce more food than the world than we can eat in this country.
If you're looking at more and more disease, if you're looking at more and more mass migrations of people around the world who can no longer stay in their communities because there's no water or there is no food.
Here
but
is
the most house. Serious challenge facing our country and the entire world, far and away, is in fact the existential threat of climate change. That is not the opinion of Bernie Sanders who failed physics in college. That is the scientific community is telling us in a virtually unanimous voice.
Now, keep in mind, this is a guy who never had a, really had a job. He lived literally on his parents' sofa until he was in his 30s, and then he ended up running for office. Now, this is a little side bit here. Bernie Sanders, they just discovered that Bernie Sanders spent over $550,000 in 2025 of campaign funds on private jets and filings. Now, not to campaign. This was in 2025. Spent this money because of the No Kings rallies that he was going to. Over $500,000 in jet flying around on jets. Now, his excuse for this was because, well, he couldn't be standing in line at United trying to get to a show because there was 30,000 people waiting on him. You can't do that. You got to take these. There's just no way to do that. It's a practical way to do it. You have to take a private jet. Because he's so important. He's more important than everybody else. Climate change, you know, be damned. I just have to do this. I can't my carbon footprint. I'm too important for this. That's where these people come from. That's what
you
he's doing.
You run a campaign and you do 3 or 4 or 5 rallies in a week. The only way you can get around to talk to 30,000 people. Think I'm going to be sitting on a waiting line at United waiting, you know, while 30,000 people are waiting? That's the only way you can get around. No apologies for that.
No apologies for that. These are the people we're dealing with. When it comes to them and how important they are, that's when they start getting kind of crazy. Anyway, well, I hope you've had fun with the show today. The AI bots that I have that are, you know, working the show. I don't have to pay them, by the way. It just they do. They're not cheap, but they are they're going to get better. I think adding some things. It's kind of interesting talking to you know, you have to be very careful how you prompt things because I've noticing that if I say a little something, it's doing something and doesn't understand how exactly what I said. And it'll kind of read back what I'm if I tell it to do something, I'm saying here are the tweaks we need to make. Let's make these changes. Well, then it'll make some changes and it puts them in the wrong place. Does the wrong thing. It's like, no, this, you're not getting it. So I go back and explain again, almost exactly the same way, but I'll have to add a bunch of things to make sure it understands where that thing needs to be. Like I said, I want the video to pop up cued to the place that I'm talking about. The person makes a speech about something. I want that because it can come up with at the 2.5 minute mark of whatever at the video. That's what I want. I want the video to pop up with that point in time that I'm talking about, that person making that speech. And it wasn't doing that. What it did, it gave me a thing with a cue and I could click on the video and it would put it in a cue and I could play the video, but it would play the whole video. It wouldn't play the part of the cue. It wasn't queued up to play at the point I wanted it to, which it wasn't understanding that part of it. And then I think I asked it for something else. The whole thing about, you know, I'm going to put in the greeting. Most people don't just jump on the line and start in it needs to be more like a radio show where the character comes on and says, hey, thanks for taking my call. Dude, what I'd like to talk to you about this, blah, blah, blah. What do you think about this, and this? And they come back with a short little one sentence response, not a dissertation, which is another thing I'm supposed to be corrected in the second one. And the response is supposed to be a little bit quicker. So we'll see how this works out because we're stepping up into a little bit different world of AI usage and what I've got going on in the background. So, but once this thing all gets worked and it's working well, the idea is we'll tie this thing all up, put a bow on it, and package it up for podcasters to use. Or for the other possibility that we might work with this is to lease the idea and the whole system to a podcasting service like Podbean or Castos or whatever it is, and then, you know, be like an API that it's a plugin that they can use. If you're doing a live podcast on Podbean, you can actually plug this API in, and it will run in the background for podcasters. And there's all kinds of other things that we're going to do. I got several that relate to this particular podcast or this particular app idea. There's a lot of plugins for this app itself. And I think it'll be interesting for podcasters, for people who are doing content creation. So it should be kind of interesting. We'll see how it goes. Probably not going to make me a dime, but it's fun to play with. So we're going with that. And I'm learning a whole lot about working with building apps, building, you know, working with AI, trying to do some things. And again, artificial intelligence is actually super stupidity. That's the acronym, ASS. That's what it really is. It's because sometimes it just frustrates the daylights out of you. I worked for several hours in a couple of days, just working like crazy on something that was a different app that I was working on, something for the worship community. Finally got it. It's done. It's done to the point where we can actually use it. I was so frustrated by the end of that thing. I was ready to throw my computer across the room and never touch another computer again. But there's nothing more satisfying than working through that whole thing and actually having it work, actually having accomplished something. The other day, I was in my I've been playing with this thing quite a bit this last week, and it's been I was in my kitchen of all places going through some stuff. I think I was there typing away for a couple of hours, and because I had this idea about a previous business that I had kind of looked at starting. Long time ago, probably 10 years ago, or more than that, probably actually it was 2013, 2012. Looking at starting this thing, and I was actually even going around to some local businesses and trying to promote the business. I had signs made and cards and everything. And I think I even might have even had a website. And the whole idea was this particular courier service that I was working on. And I was going to expand it. It was scalable, basically kind of on an Uber scale. So you'd have drivers out there that would have an app, and you could summon up the driver to take something. It was this whole thing. So I put this whole idea into an AI. I think it might have been ChatGPT. It was something. It was a LLM model. And in doing that, it kind of steered me in a different direction. It was showing me kind of market research, kind of who I was competing against. It was the likelihood of failure was pretty high. Simply because there was too much competition. I was a danger to, you know, FedEx and everything else out there. Because it was a delivery service, basically. And it just wasn't a marketable, it was a needed product, but it steered me in a different direction. And it started asking questions like, well, you know, you should look at this. What if you could do this or you could do that? What do you want to be a tech company? You'd be that. I started answering these questions and going through different routes, and it would ask me questions again, and it was steering me down this other road. And by the time this thing was all done, it had everything built, the business plan, pitch decks, everything. The entire marketing plan was all done, and it's telling me that this is within 3 years, this business will be about a $3.7 billion business. So anybody out there, if you got the gumption, they want to mess with this kind of thing, I'll sit back and fund it for you, and you can go ahead and do it. I don't have the ambition to get out of my chair to do that kind of thing. Now, if it would have been, I just know I've started enough businesses. I know what it's going to take to get that thing rolling. It is a high market potential business. It is also a very high risk business in terms of. You're going to have to be on this thing 24/7 to make it happen, to get it launched and make it happen. It is going to be an occupation. It's not going to be just something you sit back in your chair and watch it happen. It is not passive income by any means. It is going to be a major. But now, the reward is you're probably going to have a very lucrative business. I asked for conservative numbers when it did all the market analysis, and it was coming up with that figure. So I don't know if it's realistic or not. AI can steer you off in some weird directions, and it hallucinates and does all kinds of weird things. So who knows if it really is or not a viable business? I don't know. That's the other thing is, you know, if it tells you you've got a 95% chance of success in this business, then you probably have more like a 5% chance of actually making it. Because businesses in general Their thing was, well, now you had, this was all supposedly put together in a way that you could find investors. That was the whole point of the way they were putting things together. They were kind of focusing on I wasn't even looking for an investor. I was going to fund everything myself. I don't really care to deal with investors. But if somebody out there wants to do that, let me know. Maybe we can work together on something like that. I can share the whole plan with you, and we can, you know, I can kind of be the silent partner behind the scenes, and you can put all the elbow grease into it. And I'll give you, 5% of the company. Whatever. Anyway, it's fascinating the way this stuff works and how much you can do and accomplish in a short period of time. But at the same time, how it can be, it's also as a tool, like I said, a table saw can be a very helpful tool in the shop. It can also be very dangerous if you don't respect it. So this is the kind of thing, same thing as everything else. And the show's gone even all over the place today, but that's the way this show is. That's just my show. That's my show. That's my brand. Now, again, if you want to call the show, apparently the number has changed, and I don't know when that happened, why it happened, but there's it did change. Definitely changed. I think this is it right here. If you want to call the show or text the show, you can go to google.com/voice, type in this number, or you can just call or text the show. 574-651-7685. 574-651-7685. And you can call that number, text that number, leave a message. It's a hotline. I won't actually answer the phone, but you can call that number and you can leave a message. Let me know what you think about what I think, or what you think about all this stuff, or, what do you think about the AI thing? Is it too hokey? Now these voices will be tweaked up and sound better, sound more natural. They'll actually be, you can hear them take breaths. You can hear they'll sound more like a person talking. And there'll be different characters, different kinds of callers. It's just that part of it is all, they're kind of placeholders right now. So the whole thing is, by the time we get to phase Z, about 2 years from now, it should be pretty decent. It should be kind of all ironed out and figured out. And then we're going to start beta testing it with some folks. Just having fun with it right now at this point. So anyway, folks, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being here for me to just to think that you're actually out there listening to me. And maybe if you've made it this far, you must have been probably somebody who was forcing you to listen to this, or maybe you can't reach the shutoff knob. So I don't know if you probably got both hands on the wheel and you can't reach over, and your phone probably fell down below the seats and you can't shut it off. So I'm sorry about that. Folks, it's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's going to be Financial Friday. I got a bunch of things lined up to talk about. I was hoping to have a financial guy, but he apparently can't. He works for a financial company, and he can't do anything without approval on any kind of social media. So we'll just have to work on that. Maybe I can make a virtual thing of him. We'll figure that out. God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your day. Take care, and I will see you.